student in Harvard
You're recording.
University.
Hello，我大学成为学
And
生，
later on, she became a lecturer
也成为教授，
and an author.
也作为作者，
Amazing, isn't it?
真的奇妙。
But I think for me, what is amazing is the person who helped her go to where she was in Harvard and also a position to teach in a college.
帮助他成功的是个人，让他进大学，进入哈佛大学。
This person is none other than Ed Sullivan.
而这位帮助他们呢，就是安妮莎莉。
At 8 or 7,
7岁的时候，
Helen's parents hired a tutor.
海伦凯勒的家长请了一位教师，
Ed Sullivan
教师呢就是安妮莎莉，
to teach Helen how to read.
来教海伦凯勒如何阅读，
It was quite a tough challenge
是非常困难的一个。
because Helen could not see,
因为海伦凯勒完全看不到，
could not hear.
完全听不到。
How can you teach such a person?
那我要怎么教他去阅读呢？
Well, Ed Sullivan used a finger to write something on Helen's palm.
安妮莎莉文就用手指写在海伦凯勒的手上。
Helen was a bit, spoiled.
海伦凯勒其实受到家长的疼爱，
So she was not very patient.
所以她没有耐心。
At the beginning, there was a lot of struggle tension between the two.
起初的时候，他们两个在学习的时候有争执，有困难。
But gradually,
逐渐的，
Helen picked up the language, how to write, and many other things.
海伦凯勒慢慢学习言语，慢慢学习如何写字。
And this turned out to be the beginning of a lifelong relationship of friendship between Helen and Anne.
这就是他们两位之间永久忠实的友谊的开始。
It suddenly became,
这让我想起，
how could such, two persons with such differences become good friends or lifelong friends?
那差距那么大之后，怎么能够成为终身的好友呢？
Just imagine talking to someone who does not see, who does not hear. How can you develop a relationship? The differences are just too huge.
你们试想想，你怎么和一位不能看的人做朋友呢？差距实在是太大了。
Unbelievable, right?
我们不能相信。
But it's true.
但
It's a bit.
确实如此。
Now, how about another kind of challenge?
那另外一个挑战呢？
Abraham and Lot used to work together.
亚伯拉罕和罗德曾经同行。
But you know that they have different sets of worldview.
你们知道他们两个的视角不一样。
Because of the differences.
因为他们有差距。
Although they worked together for quite a while.
虽然他们花了一段时间同行。
How did it go?
结果怎么样呢？
Eventually it failed.
最终失败了。
Because they were just too different.
差距实在是太大了。
When two persons were different, it would be very difficult for them to walk together in life.
两个人是很难在一起同行的。
Yet the Bible talks about God and human walking together.
但是，
even more unbelievable.
奇妙的是，圣经说神与人同行。
For example, Enoch walked with God for 300 years and then he was taken up to heaven.
例如说，以诺和神同行了300年，神就把他取去。
And then Genesis says, Noah too walked with God.
创世纪也说，挪亚与神同行。
Humans walk with God.
人与神同行。
Now Abraham received the same call.
那亚伯拉罕也收到同行
的召召。God said to him, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the place I will show you.
神说你要离开本地本族。故家到我要显示的地方。
It means God is walking with him to show him the place he was leading him to.
意思就是说，上帝会给他看亚伯拉罕要去的地方。
After a long while, I think Abraham was tired, and then we have heard these 2 days he made a lot of mistakes.
亚伯拉罕过了一段时间，可能是累了，也犯了很多错误。
So God came in chapter 17 to encourage him.
所以在第17节，上帝又出现了，来鼓励亚伯拉罕。
He said to Abraham, "I'm God Almighty. You walk before me and be blameless."
神说我是全能的神，你要行在我面前，为人正直。
Carry on, Abraham. Don't stop.
Continue, 要忘记。
Walk blamelessly.
为人
for me.
正直行在我面前。
Together successfully.
和我一起成功的同行。
That is unbelievable, I think.
那是非常奇妙的一件事。
But that is also a kind of stewardship.
那也是一种托付。
Because walking with God for Abraham was a special stewardship.
因为亚伯拉罕与神同行是一种非常特别的托付。
If this walk together was successful, then the stewardship of becoming the blessing of many nations would be realized.
因为他与神同行，如果真托付成功了，万民就得福。
If he failed to walk with God,
如果他失败
了， that would be the end of that.Future.
万民的未来就结束了。
Now, how did the walk with God go?
现在他同行的怎么样呢？
You have to realize that there are so many differences between God and Abraham.
你们要知道，神和上和神和亚伯拉罕的差距非常大。
God is infinite.
上帝是万能的。
But Abraham is finite.
但亚伯拉罕是有限的。
How did the two walk together?
他们要如何同行呢？
Must have been very difficult.
非常艰难。
However, later on in James 2, we find this testimony.
但是在雅各，我们看到有后来的见证。
Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as his righteousness, and he was called a friend of God.
这就看为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
Like Helen and Anne Sullivan.Abraham and God became good friends.
就像海伦、凯勒和安妮莎一模一样，亚伯和神成为好朋友。
You might wonder, friends, how could that possible when they so different?
朋友可能吗？他们的差距不是太大吗？
How could that be possible?
真的可能吗？
Wow, that's what the Bible says.
那是圣经说的。
They eventually became friends.
他们成为朋友。
The differences were there.
他们有差距。
But they slowly became friends.
但是他们逐渐成为朋友。
Let's look at, you know, one aspect which made Abraham stand apart from God.
那亚伯拉罕和神的不同的一个方面就是
I call them differences in seeing.
就是他们眼光的差距。
What are the differences?
差距是什么呢？
When God called Abraham,
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
and giving promises, offspring, great nation, and land, everything.
给他应许，应许说有后裔，有大国等，有地等等。
Abraham was very delighted.
亚伯拉罕非常喜悦。
What he saw was future offspring, multitude, numerous enough to become a nation, and then the promise of land.
他看到的是他的后裔、大国和等啊地等等。
But what God saw at the time was well similar, but I think more than what I think Abraham saw.
亚伯拉罕怎么看到？
What God saw was 25 years later, He would give Abraham Isaac.
神所看到的是他25年后才会把以撒给亚伯拉罕做后裔。
What God saw at the time was 400 years later, there would be a nation called Israel coming back to Canaan.
神看到的是。百年后，他们会有以色列回到迦南。
God also saw that one day He would send His Son, Jesus Christ, to realize the promise of the blessing of the nations.
神也看到会差遣他的耶，他的儿子耶稣基督成为万民的得福。
You see the differences here.
你看到他们眼光的差距了吗
？And also definitely, when there are differences, there are also tensions.
所以我们不只看到差距，也看到其中的张力。
Gladly Abraham obeyed, as verse 4 says.
亚伯拉罕顺服了。
He obeyed and he went.
他去。
However, in the process, he did not see what he wanted to see.
在过程中，其实没有看到他想要看到。
For years, he didn't see offspring.
多年他没有后裔。
No offspring.
看不到后裔。
No nation.
看不到国。
No land.
看不到地。
Instead, he saw famine.
其实他看到的是饥荒。
Before dangers in Egypt.
他看到危险。
That's what he saw.
在埃及的危机。
But at the same time, God saw different things.
但同时，神看到的是不一样的。
Still, He saw 25 years later, He would give Abraham Isaac.
神仍然看到25年后，他会把以撒给亚伯拉罕。
400 years later, a nation called Israel.
400年后，神看到以色列这个国。
Some more time later, He would send His Son to realize the promise of the blessing of the nations.
十年看到。会差遣儿子成为万民的福音。
As the two walk together,
当他们两人同行的时候，
they saw different things.
看到的是不一样的视角。
You see the tension?
看到张力了吗？
Everybody got their own agenda, so to speak.
各有各的目的。
It's that difficult.
是那么的艰难。
So you can see the tension.
所以大家看到其中的张力。
The tension here is reflected by their dialogue.
张力是可以在他们的对话中看到。
For example, when Abraham was having doubts about the promise of offspring, God came in and said to him.
例如亚伯拉罕对于他的后裔有疑问的时候。
Fear not, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great.
对他说，亚伯拉罕，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大。
And what was Abraham's response?
亚伯拉罕回应什么呢？
He said, "Oh Lord, what will you give me? For I continue childless."
他说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？
Tension.
张力。
Then, how to walk with God when you don't see what He sees?
那如果我们看不到神所看见的，我们如何和他同行？
The answer is very simple.
其实答案很简单。
When you want to walk successfully with God, when you don't see what God sees, then there's only one thing we can do: trust.
如果你看见神所看见的，但是你要成功与神同行，我们只能做一件事，就是信任。
Just trust your friend.
我们要信任朋友。
Just trust your friend knows the best for you.
你朋友知道什么是对你是最好。
And this is what Abraham did in chapter 15. He said, it is said here, he believed the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness.
在第十五节，亚伯拉罕就这么做了，他信了耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And this is later on quoted by James, the same thing. He believed the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness.
过后，亚伯也同样说，亚伯拉罕信神。
And he was called theA friend of God.
这就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
That's how that friendship developed.
那就是他们友谊的产生。
That's how they walk successfully together.
这就是他们如何成功的同行。
To be successful in our walk with God.
我们要成功的与神同行。
We can only walk by faith, but not by sight.
我们只能凭信心，不能凭眼见。
When we don't see the things God sees.
当我们看不到神所成就的
，Continue this walk together. We just have to trust our friend.
我们要同行，就必须凭信心相信朋友。
Personally, I think the best innovation of the 20th century, from last century.
个人来说，在这二十一世纪最好的发明
was GPS.
就是全球定位系统。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because before the innovation of GPS,
因为在这导航系统是的发明之前，
I quarrel with my wife quite often.
我经常和太太吵架。
When we're in America, I'm studying there and other places.
我在美国其他国家读书的时候，
we didn't have GPS as our, you know, navigator.
我们没有这导航系统。
My wife was my navigator.
我太太就是我导航系统。
We would study maps first, mark up, you know, the different places, different exit and all that.
所以他会告诉我要怎么走。
Often,
但是同时很多时候，
when we came to a certain exit, we call which exit to go up.
我们来到不同的出口的时候，我们会吵架说哪一个出口是正确的。
And we call whether turning right or turning right. Left.
所以我们吵架说要转左还是转右。
Before we came to a conclusion, we already shot past the place.
我们要得到结论的时候，已经超出我们该出的出口。
And you could see my wife's face.
可以看到我太脸红，开始变红。
Actually,
我告诉你了。
You didn't listen to me.
你没有听我说。
You're very stressful.
所以我感觉很大的压力。
Oh, GPS came in, oh, so wonderful.
但是有了这导航的系统，我的生活就成功了。
It's still a thing of voice volume.
这还是一个女人的声音。
But it's a very gentle voice.
Well, the
when Miss says, instead of scolding me, the woman says, in 500 meters, turn left. The greatest innovation of the 20th century. That our Lord of God, being omniscient, He is our GPS. We can't see very far in our life journey. We don't see a lot of things that God sees. All we need to do is to trust Him. Follow His guidance. Don't quarrel with Him. That's why Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
所以希伯来书第十章第一节就是说, 信是所望之事的实底, 是未见之事的确据。
If you walk by faith and not by sight,
如果我们凭信心而不凭眼见,
the possibility of a successful walking together with God is very high.
我们能够成功的与神同行。
That's one thing.
那就是第一件事。
Another difference between Abraham and God is the difference in terms of their temporal concept, in terms of time.
亚伯拉罕和神有另外一个差距, 那就是时间概念的差距。
And in the testament, Peter said to his congregations that the big difference is that for us, who are living on earth, 100 years, and for God, maybe in heaven, it was only one day.
彼得在书上说, 在主看来我们一日如千年。
You see, in terms of speed here, which one is faster?
所以我们看速度哪个比较快呢?
I think definitely God is much faster.
但其实上帝是比较快速的。
When it would take a thousand years for us to reach a certain point, God could reach that place in one day.
我们需要一千年到达一个地方，上帝只需要一日就到达同样的地方。
But Peter was just using a metaphor.
彼得只是用一个比喻。
In reality, I think God is definitely much faster than this.
事实上，其实上帝比这个比喻更加快速。
Maybe I can use this another sort of illustration.
可能我可以用另外一个插图和你们分享。
familiar computers.
所以对于那些对电脑有认识的。
I remember my first computer was in 80.
我记得我第一个电脑是在80年代的时候。
80, the model is 80.
Okay, 它的模式是80。
The speed of the processor at 4.77 megahertz.
所以它的电脑中央处理器的速度是4.77兆赫。
For me at that time was already very fast.
对我来说这是一个很快的电脑。
But today normally,
但今天,
an electron would reach 4.2 gigahertz.
普通的笔记本就已经是4.2千兆赫。
About 1,000 times faster.
大概有1000倍快速。
God is the newest laptop, whereas Abraham was like this in my 80s. I don't think you have ever heard of those who are younger. I mean,
上帝就像是最快速的电脑, 而我们就像以前的电脑, 80.
If you're not familiar with computers, maybe I use another illustration.
如果你对电脑不熟悉, 我用另外一个插图来讲。
Compare cow. And a jet fighter, supersonic jet fighter.
和一个超斗机来相比,
Abraham was a cow.
亚伯拉罕就像一头牛,
walked as fast as he could, but still very slow, 走路, compared to this supersonic jet fighter.
无论这头牛多么快走的还是比战斗机来的慢,
how could they walk together?
那这两个如何同行呢?
Unthinkable, right?
确实不能想象。
In the constitution, to be successfully walking together is only one choice.
所以如果我们要成功的同行，只有一个选择。
One of them has to slow down and walk patiently, not hurriedly.
其中一位要有耐心，不能匆忙。
Who would that person be?
谁应该有耐心呢?
It turned out to be God.
其实我们看到的是上帝。
You could see God's patience everywhere in Genesis.
我们在创世纪可以看到神的耐心。
When Abraham went to Egypt,
当亚伯拉罕到埃及的时候
，He failed terribly.
他很失败。
But instead of being impatient and scolding him, God showed him grace.
那上帝不是不开心，而是对他显现恩典。
And when Abraham repeatedly complained against having no children,
亚伯拉罕一直埋怨说没有后裔的时候
，God answered him patiently.
上帝仍然耐心的对待你。
Listen to God's patient voice here.
你听一听上帝的耐心的声音。
I'll make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, so your offspring will be.
我要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。如果你能数算地上的尘沙，你的后裔就如此。
Abraham could not wait to see firstchild of first, first of the offspring.
亚伯拉罕等不及看到他第一个后裔。
But patiently God said to him, "Okay, don't worry. I'll give you a lot of children, a lot of descendants."
那上帝耐心的和他说，我会使你的后裔如同地上的沙那么多。
When Abraham got very impatient because he didn't get what God had promised him, God said, "Fear not, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great."
当亚伯拉罕非常不耐烦的时候，神对他说：“你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。”
I know you're in doubt.
我知道你。
But look forward toward heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them.
你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？
Do you hear God's patient voice?
你听到了上帝耐心的声音吗？
God is a very patient friend.
上帝是非常有耐心的朋友。
It turned out among the two, it was Abraham who was impatient.
其中两位其实亚伯拉罕是没有耐心的。
Can you imagine the cow got very impatient with the supersonic jet?
你可以想象吗？这头牛非常不耐心，不耐心很大，就像。
Listen to his impatient voice here.
你听他不耐心的声音。
Oh Lord, what will you give me for I continue childless?
主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？
You have given no source of offspring, and I and a member of my household will be my heir.
你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
Then when that didn't work, he went into Hagar, and she conceived and got Ishmael, and he thought that was it.
那他的办法失败了呢？亚伯拉罕就与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。
The cow, it turned out the cow got very, very impatient.
其实我们看到的就是这头牛非常的不耐心。
And the process of being impatient, he also haggled with her.
在不耐心的过程，他还讨价还价。
Like some people do in Vietnam, you know.
就是
in Vietnam, you have to know how to haggle.
就像在越南买东西的时候，我们必须讨价还价。
You have to, you know, cut it to 50%.
必须把价减到五十八仙半角。
So this is how he haggled with God.
所以他就是如此的讨价还价。
Oh Lord, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus.
主耶和华，我既无子，要承受我家业的是大马各士人以色列。
Since you don't give me a child, can I negotiate with you? Let me just make Eliezer your heir.
既然你没有给我孩子，那我就跟你讨价还价，说以利列做我的后嗣。
Can?
可以吗？
God said cannot.
上帝说不可以。
Oh, then the later one said, okay, let Ishmael might live to fulfill you.
好，既然不可以，我就说以实玛利活在你面前吧。
Eliezer cannot. So what about Ishmael? Can?
以色列不可以，那一切不可以，那就以实玛利吧。
He thought he could not wait to settle this issue.
他等不及把这后裔的事解决掉。
You see,
你看
he's such a very patient guy.
他是算是有耐心吗？
That kind of patience is of course like a bomb waiting to explode.
这样的耐心就好像定时炸弹一样。
Here's the tension between the two persons.
我们看到他们两人其中的张。
One is very patient.
一个非常有耐心。
The other is very impatient.
另一个完全没有耐心。
How could they walk together?
他们两人如何同行？
It's like counting supersonic.
真的是这样，像
一
条牛和
这样。The only way to reduce, to minimize the tension, to make that walk successful is the other one should also slow down.
他们两个成功的同行法就是其中一位必须慢下来。
I think everyone here is familiar with this game called three-legged race, right?
相信大家在这里都会熟悉这三足赛跑。
Now, if the two cannot So they'll run on the same sort of pace, then definitely will fall, will trip.
如果这两人是用不同的速度来赛跑，肯定会跌倒。
Same thing with Abraham and God.
和就像亚伯拉罕和神。
How can Abraham carry on in this kind of situation?
亚伯拉罕继续同行呢？
He had to imitate God to walk patiently, not hurriedly.
必须模仿上帝，耐心的等，不是匆忙的。
We too, we want to walk successfully with God.
同样的，我们如果要成功的与神同行，
we have to imitate God.
我们要模仿上帝。
We have to walk patiently, not hurriedly.
我们走的要耐心。
You may have heard in many sermons that God usually gives us three answers to our prayers.
想到你们可能听说过神的祷告有三不同的答案。
The first type of answers is yes.
第一个答案就是是。
Immediately you get what you pray for.
马上你的祷告就会有回应。
The second type is no.
第二种答案就是否。
We don't like it.
我们不喜欢这样的答案。
Then the third one is later.
第三种答案就是。
We also don't like it.
我们也不喜欢这样的答案。
Because we want only one answer from God.
因为我们只要一种答案。
When we pray in the name of Jesus, we want to have a yes.
当我们奉耶稣的名祷告的时候，我们要的答案就是是。
How we wish we had a button there, you know, a yes app.
我们多希望有个按钮叫做。
Not one app, but yes app.
不是我们熟悉的 what.
Just press in the name of Jesus, voila, you got it.
而是一按的时候，上帝就会说是。
But in reality, that's not always the case.
但事实不是如此。
It's either yes or no, or sometimes it's wait.
确实是，有时是是，有时是否，或有时是以后。
But as I look back in my life,
当我看到了生命的时候，
there were occasions where I got the answer right away.
确实有时候我马上得到了上帝的答案。
Immediate yes.
马上上帝就说是。
For example.
例如
Many years ago, my care group, I go to Mount Carmel BB Church. So my care group went to Bintan for a sort of retreat, a group retreat.
很多年前，我的小组在冰岛有了一个退休会。
I was planning the whole trip.
我安排所有的步骤。
And one of the activities of that retreat was fishing at the pond.
其中一个活动呢，就是我们要到一个小湖钓鱼。
So after breakfast, we went to the pond.
吃了早餐过后，我们就到了这小湖。
So I told everyone that we'll get, I think, two fishes and then big enough table size, you know, for lunch.
所以我和大家说，我们会先去钓鱼，然后我会安排桌子给大家吃午餐。
So, everybody got excited. We went to the pond. We dropped our lines.
大家非常兴奋，把钓鱼钩就放在池里。
We waited and waited.
我一直等，一直等。
Nothing.
一直等。
Not even a stir.
什么都没有，没有动静。
I got very very panicky.
我开始紧张了。
You know, I'm a reverend, right?
我是牧师，对吗？
I should not lie, right?
我不应该撒谎，对吧？
Now no fish.
鱼呢？
Not even a bite.
一只鱼都没有。
I got very impatient.
我开始不耐烦了。
I prayed quietly.
所以我静静的祷告。
Oh Lord, have pity on me.
上帝，请怜悯我。
Just give us two fish.
给我三条鱼吧。
Table size.
这样的。形式
Not too much of us, right?
我不要太大的鱼
Just two fish.
给我两条鱼
And before I said amen,
当我还没有说 amen 的时候
The little boy who came with us
有一个小孩 我钓到鱼了，我钓到鱼了
He pulled up.
他拉起他的鱼钩
Table size.
看到了
Exactly.
看到了我所要的鱼。
Oh, everybody got very excited and then dropped their lines and until they wanted to give up already.
大家都非常兴奋，继续钓鱼。其实我早就要放弃了。
Then about a few minutes later, the same boy said, "I got another, I got another."
几分钟后，同样的一个小男孩说：“我又钓到鱼了，我又钓到鱼了。
”Table size.
也是同样的鱼。
Then I said to everybody, "Let's go back."
那我和大家说，我们回去吧。
That's all for today.
那今天我们就钓鱼到此结束。
They didn't believe me.
不相信。
Hey, this is not the right thing.
他们才钓鱼。
So, no, no more, no more, no more.
说不是不是，我们不会。
I did tell them that I pray only for two.
我没有说我其实祷告只要养两条鱼。
I said, no, 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 let's go back, you know.
我们说，我们说没事的，够了，两条就够了。
They refused to listen.
他们不听我话。
They waited, waited.
他们一直等待。
After 2 hours, they did nothing.
两个小时后还是钓到鱼。
Two.
两条鱼。
That was a special experience for me, an immediate yes.
那是我一个很特别的。
Exactly what I prayed for.
上帝马上答应
我。But I want to tell you, it doesn't happen every day.
我可以经验
的。Sometimes I got a no.
有时我得了一个。
Sometimes I got a yes.
有时我得了一个是。
Sometimes I got a wait.
有时我得了一个以后的答案。
That night when we had fellowship.
晚上我们在团聚。
It happened to be Father's Day.
因为刚好是父。
So we asked the children to share what they thought of their fathers.
所以我们叫小孩子分享他们对于他们的父亲的看法。
That boy who got the fish.
那位钓到鱼的小男孩。
He said, I don't like my father.
我不喜欢我的父亲。
Then we asked why.
为什么呢
？Because I asked for something, he said, wait.
因为我他要东西，他跟我说以后。
Or sometimes no.
有时他说否。
So one would ask him.Do you mean everything you ask for must be a yes?
那我问他，你说你要问的是什么？父亲就应该说是吗
？The boy said, "Of course."
那小男孩就说，当然。
And that night, I was listening to conversation. You want me to ask every Christian also? We don't, sometimes don't like our Heavenly Father because we don't get immediately what we want.
那时候我就想到，我们基督徒，我们一直要上帝的回应是是。
Unless we are willing to walk patiently, not hurriedly, I don't think we can continue this walk with God.
如果我们要和上帝同行，我们就必须要有耐心，不匆忙。
Another difference between God and Abraham was this what we call goal or purpose.
亚伯拉罕和上帝另外一个差距就是我说的目的的差距。
The purpose of Abraham, you know, for walking with God, for leaving heaven, you know, going to the place God showed him.I think very clear. It was very personal.
亚伯拉罕的目的是要到应许之地，是上帝应许他的地方，是一个很个人的目的。
That is the hope to see offspring.
他的目的就是要看到自己的后裔。
Because when we receive call from God, he had everything but offspring.
得到上帝的时候，其实什么都有，只是没有后裔。
So when, among the promises, he saw offspring. He got very, very excited.
所以上帝的应许之中，他看到有后裔，他就非常喜悦，非常兴奋。
So chapter 12 was that Abraham went.
所以亚伯拉罕就去了。
Because for him, that was the thing that he'd been waiting for, hoping to see.
因为他期待他想看见的就是这个后裔。
But God has bigger plans for him.
但上帝有更大的计划。
And it is said here.In Genesis 17, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations.
创世纪第十一章就说，我与你立约，你要做多国的父，我也要你做多国。
I made you the father of a multitude of nations.
我要你做多国的父。
Do you hear that?
你听到了吗
？Abraham just wanted offspring.
亚伯拉罕要的就是自己的后裔。
Maybe a nation.
可能要有一国。
But In God's plan, He would give him a nation, and on top of that, many nations.
上帝的计划是他会给他他自己的国家，但也会给他万国。
God wanted to make him the father of one nation, but at the same time also a multitude of nations.
上帝要把他成为一国的父，也是要成为多国的父。
But maybe Abraham wasn't really interested.
但其实可能亚伯拉罕对这没有太大的兴趣。
Because what concern, what is his concern is that his personal goal.
因为他渴望的是他个人的目的。
And God's plan, God's plan, so the goal is different, is universal, not just personal.
但上帝的目的和的计划是普世的，不是一个个人的。
Do you see the tension between the two friends?
你看到他们这两位朋友之间的张力吗
？Abraham thinks.Of short-term goals.
亚伯拉罕想的是短期的计划。
But God thinks of long-term goals.
上帝想的是长期的计划。
To walk successfully with God.
要成功的与神同行。
Abraham should walk for God's will, but not self-gratification.
亚伯拉罕应该为主旨意，而不为自我满意。
Otherwise, the walk will be derailed.
要不然他们的同行会失败。
If we Christians are like Abraham, concerned or focused only on our personal goals,
如果我们基督徒像亚伯拉罕一样只关注自己个人的目的。
I think we missed the big picture.
我们就会失去了长期的计划。
God has greater things for us to achieve.
上帝有更大的目的给我们完成。
His goal is universal.
地是普世的。
Just
as. 不是一个。
That's why stewardship is so important.
所以呢
，As I said yesterday, blessing is not just a gift, but also stewardship.
就像我分享的，得到祝福不只单单是礼物，而是一种祝福。
Blessings, whatever form they are in, they're not just meeting our personal goals.
神明的祝福都不是满足我们的个人。
We need to ask what is the stewardship that comes with those blessings.
祝我们的祝福是什么？
I like this verse in Jeremiah 29 verse 5.
我喜欢这是以利米二十九。
In which God says,For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
耶和华说，我知道我向你所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们的未后有指望。
But sometimes I realize the word plans here may be understood differently.
我看到这意思，这计划可能跟我们有不同的概念。
For me personally, these plans refer to my personal plans.
对我来说，计划是我个人的计划。
I think everybody here will be happy to hear, hey, I have great plans for you, plans to prosper you, and not to harm you, plans to give you a new hope and future.
所以我们听到上帝要给我们赐平安的意念，不是要有灾祸的意念，我们会非常的开心。
We are delighted because we think of these plans in terms of our personal plans.
我们很开心，我想象这些计划是我们个人的计划。
In actuality, actually, what God has in mind are His long-term and universal plans.
其实上帝想象的其实是长期的计划。
We tend to think short-term.
我们常常是用短期的方面来想。
Things long-term.
但上帝是用长期的计划。
We think aboutBeing prosperous here on earth and eternity there sometime later.
我们要在今世享福，在来世才得永生吧。
But what God thinks is that living here in the kingdom of God and for the kingdom of God.
其实上帝渴望的是我们活在上帝的国度里。
I think that's the tension between Christian and God today when they walk together.
那就是我们今天基督徒和上帝的张力。
It's very difficult, isn't it?
非常的困难。
Now, whose purpose gets the priority?
那谁的目的应该得优先呢？
And for Abraham, is my priority.
对亚伯拉罕说，他的目的得优先。
So he thought of adopting Eliezer.
所以他想以利以谢为后嗣。
And he accepted the offer to marry Hagar.
他也去娶了夏甲。
And he established Ishmael as his heir.
甚至立了以实玛利为他的后嗣。
My.
你想象得出吗？
That's his priority.
他自己的目的得了优先。
Not God's goals.
不是上帝的目的。
The question is, was he a happy man?
问题是亚伯拉罕快乐吗？
Well, he managed to achieve what he wanted to achieve.
他得到了他所想要得到的。
But apparently he was not a happy man.
那其实他不是一个快乐
人。In fact, he was in distress.
其实他愁烦。
Look at his family, used to be very peaceful.
他家庭以往是平安的。
But after he married Hagar,
但与夏甲结婚了之
后 every day,
两妻天天纠纷。
No more peace.
没有
the family.
家里完全没有平安。
And later on, there was also fight between the two sons, Ishmael and Isaac.
他们两个儿子，以实玛利和以撒也有纠纷。
Seeing all this,
看了这一切。
The Bible says the matter distressed Abraham greatly because of his son.
圣经说亚伯拉罕对他的儿子们非常烦恼。
It goes to show when someone gives priority to his or her own goals, the end result may not be happiness.
意思就是说，我们以自我的目的得优先的时候，结果不是快乐。
So to walk successfully with God, one need to walk for God's will, but not self-gratification.
所以我们要与上帝成功的同行，就要为主的旨意，不为自我满足。
Self-gratification is making you feeling good.
满足也是让你得到快乐。
But may not necessarily true happiness.
Yes,
and it's not free from troubles.
也肯定会有灾祸。
That's why I think Isaiah reminds us of our limited horizons.
所以以赛亚书我们看到我们的视野是有限。
He says here, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
以赛亚说，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
With our limited horizons, we actually want self-gratification.
我们的视野非常有限，所以我们只要自我满足。
But God has something greater for us.
但上帝有更大的计划。
God wants to ensure true happiness.
所以我们有真正的幸福。
Going back to Helen Keller,
我们回到海伦·凯勒。
Once said these.
他曾经说过。
True happiness according to her.
他说真正的幸福。
Is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose.
不是通过自我满足而获得，而是通过忠于一个有价值的目标。
Is our purpose worthy?
你的目标有价值吗？
Let me conclude.
让我结束。
I will go back to Genesis 22.
我要回到创世纪第二十二章。
Which represents the climax of God and Abraham walking together.
这就是神和亚伯拉罕的主题同行。
God said to Abraham,
神说，
Take your son,
带你的儿子，
your only son Isaac,
就是你的独生子，
whom you love,
你所爱的儿子，
and go to the land of Moriah.And offer him there as a burnt offering.
把他献为燔祭。
Then Abraham went.
亚伯拉罕去。
And walked 3 days.
他走了三天。
To Moriah.
到莫地去。
And he was really intentionally, willingly to offer his son Isaac.
他很刻意的走去把儿子以撒献为燔祭。
But God stopped him.
但上帝阻止。
And God said to him, In your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
他说，因为你听从了我，所以万国都必因你的后裔得福。
Stewardship accomplished.
他完成了他的。
Because you obeyed my voice.
你听从了我的话。
During the 3 days walk.
在这三天的旅程。
No more tension between him and his friend, God.
亚伯拉罕和上帝完全没有了张力。
He successfully walked all together with God from the beginning to the end up to the top of Mount Moriah. It's a perfect picture of God and man walking together. How did he do it? While during the 3 days, he walked by faith.
在这三天之内，他凭信心不凭肉眼看。
Well, he didn't know what how this whole thing would turn out.
他不知道结果如何。
But he said God would provide.
但他知道上帝会供
应。Jehovah Jireh.
因为上帝是我们的供应。
And he walked patiently but not hurriedly.
他耐心的走，他不匆忙的走。
And eventually he walked for God's will, not as self-gratification.
最终，他为主的旨意，不为自我满足而走。
That's why the two became friends.
所以，上帝与亚伯拉罕成为了朋友。
Francis,
弟兄姐妹们
，How's your walk with God?
你和上帝的同行如何呢
？Has it been successful?
成功吗
？Is there tension between you and God?
你和上帝有张力吗
？How has it been in the past? Maybe. One whole year, 2 years, 3 years.
如果说前一两三年，你和上帝同行如何
？How's your faith?
你的信心如何
？How's your confidence in His promises?
你对上帝应许的信任如何
？Have all these issues become factors of tension between you and God?
你的问题成为你和上帝之间的张力的来源吗
？Let's reflect.
让我们反思。
Shall we?
我们一起反思。
Shall we close our eyes and reflect?
让我们闭目反思。
As you reflect on your walk with God all these days,
当你反思你与上帝日日的同行的时候，
When you realize where you are at the moment,
你看看自己同行到哪一个地步，
You may want to renew your relationship with Him.
可能你需要再次更新与上帝的感情。
You may want to recalibrate.
可能要调整一下你们的关系。
So that you can start all over again.
可能你要重新开始。
Spiritual renewal.
你需要一个属灵上的重新和更新。
If you feel that way.
如果你觉得你需要更新的话。
And I ask if you just raise your hands from where you are. You don't have to stand up. Raise your hands where you are so that I can pray for you.
请你不要站起来，只是静静的把手举起来。我要为你祷告。
Anyone?
如果你需要。
Praise the Lord. Yes. If the Lord is speaking to you, close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes.
我们大家闭目。
Just raise your hands.
你只需要静静的把手举起来。
Restart your walk with God.
如果你要和上帝同行，重新开始。
You want renewal.
你要更新。
Thank the Lord for that. You can both put down your hands.
感谢上帝，请把你手放下来。
One more time.
最后一次。
As I said.
我说的。
If you've been feeling and thinking that the Holy Spirit is guiding you, reminding you, it's time to renew your walk with God.
如果你感觉到圣灵在触摸你，圣灵在说你必须在你的属灵生活中更新。
If you have not raised your hands, can you please raise your hands so I can pray for you?
如果你还没举手的话，我邀请你举手，因为。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. And finally.
最终。
If all these days, all these years. You've been sensing the Lord is leading you into full-time ministry.
你觉得上帝在呼召你全职侍服侍他？
It's a very special category of people.
有些人会全职服侍他。
If the Lord is leading you in that direction,
如果上帝是如此的带领你，
you may want to also raise your hand so that I can pray for you.
我要邀请你举手，因为我要为你祷告。
The Lord will answer prayers because we pray in Jesus' name.
上帝会回应我们的祷告，因为我们是奉耶稣的名祷告。
Anyone who has been sensing God's leadings, guidance into full-time ministry,
上帝带领你全职的服事。
You can just raise your hand from where you are.
你坐着的地方，从你坐着的地方，请你举手。
Anyone, if you're sensing that the Holy Spirit is leading you, guiding you, even if you're still not sure what you're sensing that you might be heading in that direction. You may want to raise your hand so that I can pray for you, so that you can find out later on whether you really get the call.
如果你觉得上帝在呼唤你，上帝在触摸你，你可以举手，过后上帝会向你彰显他的计划。
Anybody? Okay, shall we pray? I'd like to pray for you.
好，我要为你祷告。
My Lord, my God, you have seen all the hands just now.
天父，你看到了所有的人举起了手。
Hands stood up by the Holy Spirit.
这些是你属灵啊，这些是你圣灵。
Their eagerness, their hunger to be renewed.
你看，激起他们的饥渴。
To walk with you.
他们激起他们的同行。
To start all over again.
他们要重新开始。
In terms of their faith.
他们在信心之余，
in terms of the confidence in your promises,
他们在对你的应许
信任， calling,
对于你的呼召。
You look at those hands, Lord.
上帝，你看到他们的手。
I pray for them.
上帝，我为他们祷告。
That you may answer their prayers.
你会回应他们的祷告。
You may satisfy their hunger for you.
你会使他们的饥饿满足。
You may, from this moment onwards, lead them, guide them.
从此时此刻，你会带领他们。
To give them special spiritual new renewal.
给他们有特别属灵的更新。
A transformation will be manifested in their daily lives.
让他们的日常生活完全改变。
Also in their ministry in the church.
也在他们教会的事工改变。
And in their personal relationship with one another in the family.
在他们个人的关系，在他们的家庭中。
With their relatives.
和亲戚。
With their friends.
和朋友。
With their colleagues.
和他们的同事。
Oh Lord, listen to our prayers and look at their desire.
上帝垂听我们的祷告，看到我们的渴望。
Answer our prayers.
回应我们的祷告。
Because we pray in Jesus' name.
因为我们是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
祈求阿门。